Welcome back for episode 3 of the Joyful Reset. In the last two episodes, we explored the concept of the joy audit and the importance of prioritizing your own joy as a mom. Today, we are tackling something a little tougher, the joy stealers. We all know that motherhood is filled with incredible moments, but can we be honest for a moment that it is definitely not always sunshine and rainbows? I feel like there are these, what I call lurking shadows, these negative thoughts and feelings that creep in and steal our joy before we even realize it. These joy stealers can come in so many forms, but today we're going to explore some of the most common. So meet the culprits. First up is mom guilt. We all experience it, the feeling that we are not doing enough, or the feeling that we are doing everything wrong. This guilt can be a major joy stealer. We might feel guilty for taking time for ourselves, or letting our kids watch TV for a while, or for raising our voice. But guilt doesn't even serve us a purpose. It just steals our energy and happiness. The next culprit, the comparison trap. Social media and the highlight reels of other moms' lives can easily make us feel like we are falling short. We see pictures of perfectly decorated homes, perfectly behaved children, and even perfectly put together moms. But social media is a curated version of reality. Don't get caught up in the comparison trap. It's important to remember that they are just snapshots. It's not a reflection of reality. The third culprit, perfectionism. Striving for an impossible ideal of a perfect home, perfect kids, and a perfect mom, it's just a recipe for disappointment and stolen joy. There's no such thing as a perfect mom. Embrace the mess, the chaos, the imperfections, because that's where you find the beauty of motherhood. And the fourth most common culprit that we are talking about are unrealistic expectations. We set unrealistic expectations for ourselves and our children, and that just leads to frustration and a sense of failure when things don't go according to our plan. Maybe you expect your toddler to clean up their entire room without any help, or for your teenager to finish all their homework on time without any reminders. We have to set realistic expectations based on our child's age and development. Again, these are just a few examples, and the specific joy stealers that affect you could be completely different. But by recognizing your triggers and their impact on your mood, you can start to identify your personal joy stealers. So since the first step to combating these joy stealers is recognizing them in your own life, how do we do this? So let's explore some ways. First up is paying attention to your triggers. What situations or thoughts tend to leave you feeling drained or frustrated? Maybe it's the constant stream of mommy, mommy, mommy throughout the day. Emilio is famous for this right now. Every single thing he starts to say, he has to begin it with mommy. And if you are not paying full attention to him, he will make sure you are. And if you interrupt his story or whatever he's telling you, he will start over. He is like, no, if you're not paying attention to me, your full undivided attention, I'm going to make sure you are listening. Or maybe it's the feeling of overwhelm when you look at the overflowing laundry basket. With 7 bodies in this household, I know that feeling all too well. Identifying your triggers can help you anticipate and address the joy stealers before they take hold of you. Another way to start identifying your personal joy stealers is journaling your emotions. Keeping a journal can help you identify patterns and then connect negative emotions to specific joy stealers. You can keep a simple mood journal. Did a comparison trap leave you feeling down? Did unrealistic expectations lead to a meltdown? Theirs or yours? Writing down your feelings can help you identify the patterns and recurring themes. Are you constantly feeling guilty about something? Do you find yourself comparing your motherhood experience to someone else's motherhood experience? Journaling will shed light on your inner thoughts and help you understand what's stealing your joy. Another way is checking in with your body. Do you clench your jaw when you hear a certain phrase? Does a pit form in your stomach when you see a pile of dirty laundry? A clenched jaw, tightened shoulders, that means you're frustrated. A racing heart, you're overwhelmed. These physical reactions can be clues that a joy stealer is lurking. So pay attention to your body signals and then use that as a tool to identify your negative thought patterns. And the last way is to talk to other moms, because chances are they have faced similar challenges and can offer something insightful. Now is the time to pause this and complete the activity that just unlocked in the interactive workbook. And if you have not downloaded that yet, it is in the description below. You can go identify your own personal joy stealers and then come back to this episode when you're done. The interactive workbook is going to take you through what the joy drain is, what clogs up your drain, how you're going to go about unclogging it, recognizing your personal drainers. So that is a super valuable tool to have before you move on in this episode. Okay, great. You've identified your personal joy stealers. I'm still going to connect to these four common joy stealers that we talked about earlier in this episode and explore some strategies to combat those. So the first one was mom guilt. Some ways to combat mom guilt would be practicing self-compassion. Talk to yourself the way that you would talk to a friend, because everyone makes mistakes. Remind yourself that you are doing the best you can with the resources that you have. So let go of the guilt and focus on the present moment. You can also see mom guilt as a signal that something needs attention, not a reflection of your worth. So you can reframe guilt as growth. Instead of dwelling on guilt, use it as a signal to adjust your course. Did yelling leave you feeling bad? Then maybe some deep breaths or a timeout will work better next time. Guilt can actually show that you care, but don't let it define you. Forgive yourself. Learn from it and then move forward with a positive approach. And then those negative thoughts that pop up, question its validity. Is it true? Is it helpful? If you catch yourself thinking, I'm a terrible mom because I yelled at my child, challenge that thought with, yelling does not make me a terrible mom. Everyone loses their cool sometimes. The second joy stealer that we talked about was the comparison trap. Something I've done recently on my personal social media, and that I think can be really beneficial for anyone listening into this episode, is to unsubscribe, unfollow accounts that leave you feeling inadequate. Curate your social media feeds to be uplifting, inspiring. Don't follow those accounts that make you feel bad about yourself. Follow the joy, not the filters. Seek out moms who share the real messy moments of motherhood and inspire you with their own joy. And then that helps you focus on your own unique journey, not someone else's filtered highlight reel. And if you need to, take a break from social media altogether if it's having a negative impact on you. A few years back, I completely deleted all of my social media apps off of my phone just for a little while until I got myself back together. Like, why am I doom scrolling right now? What is behind this? Why do I feel the need to reach for my phone every second that I'm not actively doing something? So if it gets to that point, taking a break from social media altogether will have a positive impact on you. And then focus on your journey. Celebrate your own wins, big and small. The third joy stealer that we talked about was perfectionism. And here I want to challenge you to embrace good enough. Accept that striving for perfection is just a recipe for disappointment. Let go of the need for everything to be perfect and celebrate the mess. Celebrate the mishaps. Focus on your progress over perfection. And the final joy stealer that we talked about was unrealistic expectations. So I have three main ways to start combating this. Number one, communicate. You have to communicate your needs. Don't try to do it all on your own. And nobody can be a mind reader. You're putting too much responsibility on somebody to mind read what you need or what you need help for. So delegate tasks and ask for help when you need it. Number two is set achievable goals, because you have to be realistic about what you can accomplish in a day, a week, a month, whatever it may be. Break down the large goals into smaller achievable steps. And then that helps you check it off and celebrate your progress along the way. Instead of setting a goal to have a perfectly clean house all the time, maybe set a goal to do a quick 15-minute tidy up each day. And number three is trade should for could. My child could help put away their toys instead of my child should clean their room perfectly. This shift focuses on the achievable goal and then fosters a sense of accomplishment for both you and your kid. Remember, you do not have to eliminate these joy stealers completely, but by becoming aware of them and then developing strategies to address them, you can significantly reduce their power to steal your joy. These strategies won't magically erase them, but they will give you the tools to challenge them and in turn reclaim your happiness. You're not alone in this. Every mom faces challenges. These are just starting points. So addressing the joy stealer is a journey. It's definitely not just a destination. It's not linear. There will be setbacks, but by focusing on that progress, not perfection, you can cultivate a more positive, joyful outlook on motherhood. By identifying and addressing your personal joy stealers, you are taking back control. Remember, you deserve to experience joy in motherhood. Don't let these common problems steal your light. A new feature that's available on these episodes is the texting option. It's at the top of the description. So if there is a joy stealer that you think is super common and I didn't mention it, or you just want me to mention it on my listener love segments for the weekends, feel free to send a text message there with your personal joy stealer. And I will be sure to address it in the listener love segment this weekend. So this week, take some time to reflect on your own joy stealers. Identify one that's been impacting you the most, and then choose one of the strategies we talked about and commit to putting it into practice. Small steps can make a big difference. Remember, mamas, you deserve joy. Take that next step today.